Here's a quick throw right in the hands of Charles Tillman. Pick six. Touchdown. Throwing left. Todd Finley gets it up. Bears around it. Peter Tillman poked it away. Stafford going that way. Throwing pass. Broken up by Charles Tillman.
You know, I read a book called The Outliers, and, you know, Malcolm Gladwell talks about the difference between good and great is that 10,000 hours. And I feel like I'm an outlier. I want to be great, you know, playing this game from the time I was, in the eighth grade. You know, I feel like I got my 10,000 hours in.
Do you think enough people work like you do and treat it like a job?
I think there are a lot of us on this team that like, man, we're in the NFL, you know, we get paid a lot of money to play a kid's sport, a sport that we played as kids, and we love it.
Snugger fit.
Do you think that mentality then, as a group of you guys that have been together really your entire careers for the most part, has got you through some tough times as a team?
When we were in our five-game slump, one of the things we talked about was we weren't having fun. Sunday, I think we got back to that.
Play hard. Most important now, have fun.
Yep.
We ain't have fun these last couple days. We have some fun, the turnovers will come.
You know, somewhere along the line, we lost track of that. And I think Arizona was, I think we found it.
For the Bears, all over it. Fumble. They stop and fumble the football. They may have recovered for a touchdown.
The early recovery in the end zone by Zach Bowman for the touchdown, that kind of started the whole process.
It did.
And here again, the takeaway touchdowns. But they're not possible to get for 16 consecutive games.
They're not, but I think our standard on defense is higher than anyone else's defense out there. And you can name any team, certain plays, like, oh, that's an outstanding play. But to us, that's just okay. We want to be outstanding all the time. We train like maniacs.
And you play like monsters.
We play like monsters.
Right.
Train like maniacs. Play like monsters.
That's a slogan if you've ever heard one. All right, so now you got 8 interception return touchdowns in your career franchise record. Break down that one last week against Arizona.
I saw something that I thought I could make a big play, and I did, and somewhat caught it between my legs.
Going on the comeback, it's intercepted. Charles Tillman, 5, end zone, touchdown.
As an athlete, I think you have to trust your instincts. And I saw something, so I went with it.
The 10 forced fumbles, that's the best in the National Football League. A career high. Do you feel like it's been your best season ever?
One of the things Coach Marinelli challenges me with is career year. Beginning of training camps, July starts. He comes and he says, all right, gang, it's career year. What are you going to do? You had success last year. You went to the Pro Bowl, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, whatever. That was last year.
All right, why does Rod Marinelli call you Genghis?
By me punching out footballs, you know, forcing turnovers. He calls me a thief. I embrace it. It's a good nickname.
You're the king of thieves. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Legally. I saw on Instagram somebody said I make stripping a legitimate job. So I try to do my part.
Do you have it in you to make a couple big ones that'll help this team get to the playoffs?
I'm going to just do everything in my power to get us to that next level.
It would be a shame not to be a playoff team.
The group of guys that we have and the amount of talent that each man possesses on this field, when you put all that talent together and you see what we can do on Sunday, I think, it's a shame if we don't make the playoffs.